What's up, guys, and welcome to the King's Funnel Podcast. This is your host, Gideon Brown, and we're just so excited to be back one more time to talk about entrepreneurship and everything that has to do with entrepreneurship. I want to talk about politics, religion, and entrepreneurship. Politics, religion, and entrepreneurship. Now, I come from a background of theology. My master's in theology. My undergraduate studies is in biblical studies, and I have a master's degree in biblical studies. And I was a chaplain in the army, a chaplain in hospice, a pastor at one time, and I'm presently an elder in the Pentecostal church. And I am learning that as an entrepreneur, that religion, politics, and entrepreneurship don't mix. And I'll put them in two categories: religion and politics versus entrepreneurship do not mix. And let me tell you why. I believe because of the climate that we're in today and the division, there is no reason for me to talk about politics and religion in my content and the value I deliver when I'm talking to entrepreneurs, because I believe that entrepreneurs have the power to change the world. We have the power to do great things. And I believe that entrepreneurs have a spiritual calling to unify, human beings for a greater cause. And I believe that Jesus was an entrepreneur. He had entrepreneurial spirit. I believe that entrepreneurs have to have a little bit of spirituality to do what we do. I don't believe you can be an entrepreneur and really hate or spend most of your time in politics or spend most of your time involved in religious matters. And what I mean by that, I mean by posting it. That doesn't mean, you can be an entrepreneur and spiritual. I'm very spiritual and I'm not an entrepreneur. But you're not going to see me putting religious things across my Facebook page. You're going to see me put spiritual things across my space, or my social media space. I sometimes show snippets of me and my church and some preaching and things like that, and the things that I like to do on my leisure time. But you're never going to see me debating religious subjects with other people on my social media page. You're not going to see me putting any political content. Now, is it hard not to do? Yes, it's very hard. But I look at my spirituality and my political views as very sacred. And I've matured in that over the years. And my political views on the world have changed over the years. Because now I'm more of a capitalist now. So I think that those things should be held to ourselves. I believe that entrepreneurs, we can change the world. I believe that the revenue that we're going after to collect the incomes and the revenue and the capital that we are trying to build, we can use those resources to really change the world and to change people. So those are just my thoughts when I'm thinking about entrepreneurship, religion, and politics. There's so many things that are going on in the landscape today that are dividing Americans. And I think one of the most important things is that entrepreneurs, we should take the place of being enlightened to really create change in the world. We become the change that we want to see. And I think that we have the power to do that. Because our focus is very different from those who are not in our space. So I wanted to share that with you today. And I hope that you were blessed by this podcast. I want you to tune in to my Facebook page at Gideon Brown Official, facebook.com/Gideon Brown Official, and subscribe to that page, like that page. Also subscribe to my YouTube page. We got some new content rolling out in the next couple of weeks. Subscribe to my YouTube page at youtube.com/IamGideonBrown. youtube.com/IamGideonBrown. We have some new content rolling out. And also, go into my subscription box and go into my description box and all that other stuff and see some of the products that we're going to be putting into the market. You'll be surprised and you'll be happy, and you'll benefit from some of the products I have for entrepreneurs, so you can grow and be your best you in the marketplace. Look, you guys have a great day, and let's make it great. Talk to you later. Bye.